Okay, goalie news, May 17th, a little bit different structure. We're going to kind of get away from the trending topics and away from what's happening right now and talk about goalie stuff still, but a little bit more in depth, a little bit more factual. So what we're going to do, a couple highlights that we're going to talk about is going to be goalie interference. We've seen some goalie interference calls, the most recent being the one, I guess, not called, or in some people's opinions, not called against Philip Grubauer in game, is that four?
Yeah, I think so. That's game four.
Yeah, game four with Dallas. And then Cody also found one that happened in a European league that is similar to the one that happened earlier in the season where Toronto ended up scoring on kind of an open net, but the net wasn't even on the post. We'll talk about that. So we're going to stick to three topics today. Might only be one in the future, but it's going to be more in depth, a little bit more talk about goalies and just solely focus on goalies because that's really all I care about. But going to the Philip Grubauer again, essentially against Jamie Benn, the video is going to be playing on screen. If you're listening just on audio, you can go to Spotify to watch the video, or you can go to our YouTube channel at the Goalie Corner Podcast on YouTube, obviously, and watch the video there. But Cody, what did you think about this call here?
Okay, so I was watching this live and my original thoughts on it was that it shouldn't count. Seeing it live, it looks like he gets pushed and looks like he gets pushed again and takes him totally out of position. But looking more at the release of it, I'm watching it right now. The first push from Ben, it looks like to me that he actually pushes him into position. Like Grubauer jumps a little bit, which yeah. I don't know if he's selling the call or he's just purposely trying to get over to that spot. But to me, that first one, I think we take out of the picture. He's back into position. The second one is where I think the dilemma comes in play is, was Ben pushed into the goalie, which forced him out of position? Or did Ben interfere with Grubauer enough to make it that he wasn't able to make the save? When I'm watching this, Grubauer actually commits to his blocker's side when he goes down and doesn't read the shot going back to his glove side. Either way, if he's pushed or not from Ben, he was anticipating that shot going to his blocker's side, not his glove side, which left that side of the net open. I don't think that if Ben was there, like if Ben wasn't there, I think Grubauer is still going to lean towards that blocker's side and give that glove side open, because that looks like where his momentum's taking him. But it's NHL speed. You don't know what the goalie's thinking, and everything kind of happens so fast. So that's my thoughts on it right now.
Overall thought now is not goalie interference.
After watching it, I don't think it's goalie interference. It looks like Ben's pushing him to that blocker side, the way the opposite side to where that puck's being shot. But just looking at how Grubauer actually gets to that shot, it looks like he drops that right leg first and pushes that way. If you slow it down, you can see Grubauer drops that right leg first, which opens up that glove side.
Yeah. So my initial thought, the initial shove, like this first point of contact here, like Jamie Benn swinging into the slot as if there's going to be a point shot. Grubauer usually has an upright stance when the puck's in the perimeter, and he does like a weird hop shuffle normally, right? Yeah. So Ben definitely shoves him, and he's a big guy, and Grubauer's not necessarily, he's definitely not outweighing Jamie Benn, right? So this initial shove, yeah, it does shove him into position, probably a little bit more aggressively than Grubauer would move, because he's past the angle, he comes back into the play. But I think the argument would be, is he further out of the crease than normal? Right? So when he gets shoved, he's full airborne. He lands pretty awkwardly, but still on his feet, angles himself back into the shot lane. And then it looks like the defenseman, 28, I'm not sure who that is, does shove Ben from behind as if he's trying to like have box control. But since Grubauer is out of the crease potentially more than normal, he gets in the way of Jimmy Ben. Right? Ben looks like he's trying to get out of the way, providing an excellent screen. So there's no way that Grubauer can see whether or not the shot's going glove or blocker. Right?
I want to like clue in a little bit.
Yeah.
I just want to clue in. If like I'm watching the shot from the front of the net, like from who's that? Domi shooting it. Grubauer actually, instead of having his glove around the goalie, which typically is what we're taught, he actually has, or in front of around Ben, he has his glove kind of towards his chest in front of him. And I think that's part of what leads him out of that position, is that Ben's jumping out of the way and he's kind of
it looks like he gets clipped.
He gets clipped a little bit, but I think that's a little bit on him having his hand in that type of position, not out and around, trying to get around that screen. He's going through the screen in that motion.
Yeah. And so that does lead me a little bit to like Grubauer being a little bit more out than normal. I'm just playing devil's advocate. If he's not out more than normal, and this is where he normally is, both his feet before the shot's being taken are outside the crease. So this incidental contact is kind of allowed, right? Because it's the defenseman pushing from behind, and it's the momentum Ben's has from the push, right? Now, did he clip him a little bit and drag him a little bit more to the blocker side? Maybe. Was Grubauer's glove out of position? Definitely. But I can't see from my angle whether or not it's definitive from Jamie Benn, right? So I do think this is a good goal. I think the refs got it right. Does it suck for goalies? Yeah, because it looked so bad because of that initial shove from Jamie Benn. But that had nothing to do with the play in the long run. Grubauer had enough time to get his feet back and set. He could have taken a step back because Domi didn't show shot very quickly, right?
Well, I'm just watching it here.
He took a huge step. Oh, Grubauer took a step back?
Grubauer took a step back because he had that over push over. He was showing gloves.
Yeah, he stepped back into the angle. I mean, like depth back.
Yeah.
Like back into the crease. He didn't necessarily take a step back into the crease. Right?
Well, it looks like his shoulders aren't exactly square to the shooter as well. Like if you're to be fully into position there, I think you'd be back a little bit. And like it looks like he's kind of facing more center ice than Domi. And I guess if you want to take a look at that first initial push, yes, Grubauer has that time to get back into position, but it happens so quick. You can say that in slow motion, but in real time, do you have enough mentality to know to push back into that angle?
I think so. Like these are the best of the best players. Yeah. I think there's enough time for him to get set back up. Right? Like Domi skates from the top of the circle to the bottom of the circle and then shoots. That's enough time.
Yeah.
Right. The NHL rule, there's two pages on goalie interference or interference of the goalkeeper. Just reading out a little bit here. If an attacking player has been pushed, shoved, or fouled by a defending player so as to cause him to come into contact with the goalkeeper, such contact will not be deemed contact initiated by the attacking player. For purposes of this rule, provided the attacking player has made a reasonable effort to avoid such contact. I think Jamie Benn has made a reasonable effort to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Right? So that's going to be flashed up on the screen. I'll try to highlight it. My computer editing skills aren't fantastic yet, but we'll see how that goes. Okay, so I genuinely think the refs got it right in real time, right? Which goes to show the refs, yes, they do miss calls, but they are also the best of the best because they're in NHL caliber refs.
I think this right? one also gets led, the Kraken challenge list. So I think it got led up to Toronto as well for that.
Yeah.
Other than that's not on the refs. That's professionals who know what they're doing and know the rules in front of them.
Not they took their time call. With it.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Right. So in real time during the game, Grubauer signaled to his coaches to challenge it. And fair on him, right? Like it happens fast for him and he can't see the overhead view of where he's at or slow it down in real time to see where he's at. I still think it's a good goal. I like that Grubauer had the confidence and his coaches trusted him with it, right? Yeah. All right. Going on to the video you found of the European guy, I'm sure if we dug deep enough, we could probably find out who he is. So in this video, player picks up or gets turned over the puck, comes around the net, and drags it all the way to the far side. Goalie tries to push off the post, and in doing so, pushes the post off and really goes nowhere, right? The refs call this a good goal, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it as a reel or a TikTok. So they call it a good goal. Now, what's your opinion on this before we get into the IIHF rules of this?
Okay. Well, the league that I played in, typically the nets were not pegged down. So this is an ongoing thing that happens no matter where you're playing. If your pegs are not in, what happens if you push your net off and they score the goal? So I've played so many games this year that the rules are like, I don't know if there's even a direct rule in our league, but I've seen it happen so many times that the goalie pushes left or right or whatever, pushes out to a puck from his post, pushes the net off and they score. Half the time they call it no goal, half the time they call it a goal. So it's really hard to describe like what it should be called for a player.
Just based on our experience alone, right? Based on our
experience, like a player doesn't understand what it's like as a goalie, what it's really meant when you're pushing off your post. Pushing off your post doesn't mean pushing your net off. Pushing off your post is a way of pushing towards the puck. It's a faster way than grabbing the ice and pushing to the puck. So a goal.
Yeah, we use it as a skill and we kind of understand. We understand the risk of pushing the post off. And then there might be refs to call that a penalty, right? Delayed game. Like we saw Matt Murray case, it was happening all the time.
Yeah.
I think for you and I, based on our experience of junior hockey, where they're not drilled in, at least your level, they weren't. And at my time, they weren't, because I was kind of new to the NHL. But I think what's happened, because there's a gray area in the sense of, is the puck still in play in a scoring opportunity or chance?
Yeah.
Right. A lot of time when you push off, you make that save, the play is kind of dead because the rebound's dead or it goes to the corner. Okay. Like they're not scoring from the corner while the net's off. Right. In this play, the guy pulls it to his backhand. That's when the goalie pushes off the post and pushes the net off. That puck is still in a very much high scoring opportunity and area. And there's nothing else that's killing the play.
Yeah.
Right. So they allowed a shot to happen. It goes in based on where the net should be and would be. And because nothing interfered with it, that's a good goal.
Yeah.
Right. So I think they have the right call and we're seeing more of it now.
Yeah. I'm on the other end. I feel like this should not count. Basically, it takes the goaltender out of position. It's a thing that Like,
it's like a malfunction.
It's a, yeah, it's a malfunction, which shouldn't put the goalie underarm. Like,
yeah. And if that's the case, then when skate blades come out of the holders, that should be whistled dead too, because that's a malfunction out of someone's control.
Well, but that's a personal malfunction. That's your own, like, that's your own thing. The posts are based on the league. Like, that should be league regulations on that post. The league doesn't tell you which skate blades to use. The league tells you which pegs to use.
I see what you're saying there, but on the off case of the post coming off the way it did, I would, like, it's almost like a user error of the push, right? And the same thing for the skate blades falling out, right? It's happening all the time.
Yeah.
It's not, it's one in a whatever, right?
Yeah.
Chance that it happens. So in that case, I still think it's a good goal. And I think if a goalie skate blade comes out, the play should still go on until the play is kind of dead or there's a lull during the play, which is normal for when the posts come off.
Yeah.
Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think that it's a kind of a gray area that the league or whatever league it is should make a general rule on if that post comes off, goal. If it doesn't come off, no goal, because it really depends on how, like, I'm just watching this video and that goalie gets a very hard push out. Like, he would make it to that player. He probably could have poke checked if he had that real push, but that net just comes off. And really, is that his fault that the net came off, or is that a malfunction on the rink and the pegs that they're actually using? Like, should that be his fault that that happens? Or
I don't think it's placing fault. I think tried and failed, to be honest. Yeah. Now, I'm guessing this is IIHF rules because of the comment section in that video. So I looked it up. Rule 25.2, infractions while goalkeeper is on the ice. A goal will be awarded when an attacking player with an immediate scoring opportunity is prevented from scoring as a result of the defending player displacing the goal post, either deliberately or accidentally, and it must be determined that the puck would have entered the goal between the normal post position of the net. So that right there is pretty white and black.
Yeah.
Black and white, right? Yeah. Now there's another rule. 63.2. On any player who delays the game by deliberately displacing a goalpost from a normal position, the referee shall stop the play immediately and immediately when the offending team gains control of the puck. Offending team, right? Note, if a player deliberately displaces the goalpost from its normal position when an opponent has an immediate scoring opportunity on the net, a goal may be awarded by the referee. See rule 63.7, which we do. Now, bear with me. Here we go. In an event the goalpost is displaced either deliberately or accidentally by defending player prior to the puck crossing the goal line between the normal position of the goalpost, the referee may award a goal. In order to award a goal in this situation, the goalpost must be displaced by the action of a defending player. I think a goalie would technically be a defending player. The attacking player must have an immediate scoring opportunity prior to the goalpost being displaced, and it must be determined that the puck would have entered the goal between the normal position of the goalpost. Essentially the same thing I said. I don't think anything else necessarily relates or correlates to this position. When a goalpost has been displaced deliberately by a defending player, it wasn't deliberately, right? It was accidental, and it's by a defending player, and the puck was in a immediate scoring opportunity, right? So the rules, I think they got it right.
Under the rules, yeah. Just goalie standpoint, I think that goes back to back to the other video that we were looking at, like, does, like, of Grubauer, does the goalie have the ability to make that save if things went well, like if the things went properly?
Yeah.
And I think that's where I'm looking at it. If things went properly, does that goalie have that strong enough push to get out to that puck to make that save? And I think in this case, he does, but under the rules, the player had an opportunity to score a goal between where the post would be.
Right. All things considered, on the Grubauer and Jamie Benn, if Jamie Benn was just a moving screen, I think that goal could still happen.
Yeah.
Right. If Jamie Benn was a standstill screen, I think Grubauer had a better opportunity to make the save.
Yeah.
On the second video here of the European hockey, if the net didn't come off and the goalie was able to push properly, could have made the save, yes.
Yeah.
But that player still could have scored, honestly.
Yeah.
Right? Well, it's a good hockey play, and the guy has some sort of talent to make that goal.
I think the big thing there is like the could have. Like it's always the could. If we take a look at the Toronto game, I don't think the goalie could make that save in that clip. I haven't watched
it. So let's cut to the clip right now.
Leafs with a break for Mitch Marner. Left it, Giordano. And did that puck go in?
Puck. Okay, yeah. My view on that is the goalie could not have made a save in that instance where his own player took him out.
Yeah.
I
don't think his player took him out.
Well, the player took the net out. Well, the player did take him out, but it was his own defenseman.
So the player on the breakaway, Marner, passes backwards, which is absurd, right? The defenseman kind of takes him out, but doesn't, like, if the defenseman didn't take out the goalie or the one leg, what would that goalie have done? Right? He was coming across in like a T-push position.
Yeah.
Right? Or butterfly slide. So the goalie makes good effort to dive out. Who is this, by the way? Right? So the goalie makes a good effort. He lunges out. And honestly, if he just kept his one leg down, it would have been a save.
Yeah,
it would not have been rewarded as a save because we know the shot counters don't reward that. But the puck would not slide underneath his foot between where the posts would normally be, right? This kind of goes with the same rule I just read out. But since it's NHL, it is kind of worded a little bit differently. But since it is a defending player dislodging the net and the puck being in a scoring opportunity or situation, that goal, in my opinion, still counts. It's a one-to-one. Does it look horrendous? Yes. When I first saw this, I thought it was an absolute joke, right? This happened back in 5 months ago, back in December, January, right? So from overhead, I can't make out Lindgren.
I'm not sure. It's Ukapek looking in a net.
Okay. So Buffalo's player takes him out a little bit. Looks like Tuck. Just a little bit. But he gets a pretty good chance to make this save.
Yeah. Right? Well, I don't even think it matters on if he can make the save. I think the whole thing on this one, does the puck go between the goalpost? Because I'm fine with them calling it a goal. If your own player takes your goalie out, that's your own player's fault. It's a matter of, does that puck, if that net is still on, does that puck still cross that goal line?
Yeah, so I paused it right now.
Yeah.
And it's right underneath his toe, and you can see the hole for the peg.
Yeah. You can see that hole? I'm zooming in, watching it in real speed. I was actually having a debate with my dad on this. Can you say 100% that the spin of that puck is not going to hit that post and stop on the goal line? Because we've seen some pretty crazy things. Honestly, it has to be 100% decisive. Is that puck going to go in? I've seen some crazy things where the puck goes on the post and just stays right there. Because
I think the real question is, would the puck have even touched the post?
Yeah, I'm zooming in and it looks like it touches the side of it, but just look at Lukanen's left foot. He touches the puck and puts it. He kind of spins.
It would have hit. Yeah, it would have hit the backside of the post and gone back in the net. I think it would have been in the net. Right. It wouldn't have gotten the post enough to totally change the direction of it.
Yeah. I think that was that still has to be talked about a little bit.
Yeah. So let me see if this NHL rule actually stands here. Awarded goal. Why would I do this? In the event that a goal post is displaced either deliberately or accidentally by defending player prior to the puck crossing the goal line between normal post position, the referee may award a goal. In order to award a goal in this situation, the goal post must have been displaced by the actions of a defending player. The attacking player must have an immediate scoring opportunity prior to the goal post being displaced. And it must be determined that the puck would have entered the net between normal post position of the goal posts. If the goal post is deliberately displaced by the goalkeeper during the course of a breakaway, a goal will be awarded to the non-offending team.
That's actually, I wonder if that's a new rule.
I think that came up when Henrik Lundqvist pushed off, right? But it wasn't a breakaway, it was 2-on-0.
Yeah.
And it turned into a penalty shot.
Yeah.
So I think these two rules are relatively new. I didn't see anywhere when it was added. Or it could have been way back when Ryan Smith put the net back on in real time and then scored.
Yeah.
Right. But either way, I think all three of these goals or calls were correct. Right. I know we should probably take goalie side in all of these, but the rules are the rules and it is pretty black and white. All right, tune in next week where we're going to talk about Tom McMillan winning the goalie of the year for the CHL, which is just kind of adding to his collection of season highs and amazing season he's had, and the good and ugly of the second round goaltending. Thank you for tuning in. You can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at the Goalie Corner Podcast, and you can follow us on any podcast website or app at the Goalie Corner Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.